also talk about the rulemaking process and what will transpire after September, and hopefully start the rulemaking process in October. Finally, the last thing I do want to make a plug on, and I meant to write down the name, but I did not, or the date. Tolico will help me. We do have a CON conference that we'd like you to hold the date on. It's tentatively scheduled for October 27th. Again, it's tentatively scheduled because there's still a lot of preliminary work to do on it. There's budget considerations that we have to do, but we hope that we can hold this conference. We think it was a success last year. We have tentatively secured the state of New York and Illinois to come in and talk about their CON process as a breakout session. Not so much that we anticipate you're going to go off and do work in Illinois or New York, but look at their models and to see if there's something to be learned from their models. So New York and Illinois have graciously agreed to come in and present at this conference. So at this point in time, I think these are some of the products that will be coming out of this. I think it will be products that will be beneficial in supporting your work through the maps and the data systems. And hopefully the performance measures help you understand that we continue to meet our deadlines and our obligations by rule.
I think it's a pretty much a wow factor in terms of how far you've come in a fairly short period of time. Did you say that we're the first in the nation?
First in the nation for an online system.
Don't you think that deserves a round of applause for this?
I'll tell you what's, and I don't mean to take your time. I know it's been a long day. I tell you what's interesting about the online survey is when you start to look at the data in these raw tables, you start to ask yourself some questions. And I'm starting to see some poorly worded questions that I've looked at 1,000 times and said, for percutaneous lithotripsy, we have the question, is it fixed or is it mobile? Well, it's not fixed or mobile. It's a surgical procedure, so it doesn't matter. So how we structure that, just some of the obvious errors that we see in this data by having it readily accessible and getting it out to the public so they can do some analysis. And once they do it, we hope they'll share it back with us to share with you what other people. Because we are limited in staff and the amount of analysis we can do. We use this on a daily basis to approve applications, but it's really the hidden gem of the program is we are probably one of the few areas in the state to collect data on the healthcare system like we do. On the annual survey, you will see that we put research questions in there. We have other areas of the department like epidemiology, chronic disease, coming to ask us, can they put a research question in our survey to do a study. Our main focus, we always tell them, is the questions have to be simple, the data has to be easily collected, because the last thing I want to have is a survey delayed for a research question when we need it for CON purposes. But again, it's a tool that other people are using. ED data is something we collect but has no CON purpose, but we collect it because it's such a value to the department.
Very good, Larry. Just an observation. Have you shared the mapping tool with the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality? And the reason I ask that question is because I know they were looking for some demonstration projects a couple of years ago. In fact, had some funding that they were trying to use as a carrot in some states to join forces.
No, we have not shared that, but that's an excellent because funding is tight, and this is a project. I mean, Bill can speak to this more than I can, but this is a project that we see some merits, but there also one. When your application fees are down 50% and you have fixed costs, so alternative resources, so we will, I think, explore that. We think the maps are just going to be long-term, a web app, to layer information. You'll pull down and do your analysis that you want, but it's a...
That mapping is going to be very powerful, especially when you're trying to sell the basis.
And we got the answer here today that I was asking of Nick Lyon in terms of the volumes at the heart programs. And lo and behold, here it came. So thank you.
This is Commissioner Kishashian. I do want to thank you for the great presentation. I'm not sure if this question goes to you or to Bill. What are we doing about the hospitals that are not meeting their thresholds?
That was the question I asked Nick earlier.
It doesn't go to Larry Horvath.
That's a continuing issue, and we have some settlement agreements out there with some of the hospitals that are below, but that's a constant problem. It's easy to talk about open heart programs that aren't meeting their volume, it's real difficult to contemplate shutting down a major healthcare facility's open heart program. So it's a conundrum. Mark, you know as well as we do that it's a real tough call, and we work with those hospitals. We want to see that traffic go up. That's a big issue. Anytime this commission considers changing its open heart program to allow new programs in, with open heart procedures going down and the number of applicants rapping at the door perhaps growing, it's a real time problem. And I'd have to defer to the boss on how he wants to move forward. I would like to comment one, Madam Chair, if I could,
sure,
on the outstanding job that Larry and his people have done on this data set.
Yeah.
It's if you'd struggled, and some of you have, through the past 10 years worth of it ain't right, and it's late, and ain't right, you really get excited about the way things are going now. And as a master's prepared geographer, the mapping system is outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, one of the issues that we have on that is, as Larry talks about moving forward, is it has to continue to be updated. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse than the maps that are wrong. And I'd love to hear Larry say, as we look at this information, we open the door and say, come and tell us where it's not right, instead of, no, we've said it, and that's it, and you're done. This open approach to this will make these two data sets wildly important, especially not just to the CON Commission and to the Department of Community Health, but to the 10 million that live in this state and to the people that are interested in quality measures and access to care. And as we struggle, as this commission struggles with writing new standards and updating standards, these data will be easily available. And a lot of the problems that we've had in the past hopefully will begin to dissolve because of the strength of this data set. And it's, I mean, even I can use this stuff. So, it's been a long time since I was in graduate school. So, I applaud the effort.
Very good. Thank you, Larry. I know in all my time, if I had data I wanted on something and I'd call your office within the day, I get the call back, and you struggle to get the data, but you got it. So on a personal note, you're a real service-oriented person.
Thank you.
Now you got tools. Now you got tools. Okay, thank you much. Legal activity report, Ron.
I can give you a shortened version of what the pages that you have. We have four comparative reviews pending in the hearing system. These are all nursing home bed cases that range between two to six applicants in each of those four cases. And, those will work their way through the system. Comparative reviews, there's a limited number of beds available. Somebody wins more than somebody loses, and then they appeal. So that's what we're at. So we have two single applicant cases on appeal as well in the administrative process. And then we have some litigation in court. There's four related cases where they went to court to try to become part of a review, and the court did end up requiring that these various Medalogy applications be reviewed. They were denied, and so now we're in appeals in those courts on those. And then finally, we have three cases going, one in the circuit court, one in the court of claims, and one in the appellate court, the court of appeals, all related to something called CareTel Roman 10, which is a very old settlement dating back before the Part 222, so it goes back to about 11, 12 years ago. And it was a very long, extended settlement where this is the very last phase of it, and there's some disputes going on that deal mainly with Medicare and Medicaid, but we end up having to fight about it, and it has to do with surveys and whether it should be conducted, et cetera. Now they're seeking some damages.